JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, entries for the SRC's Performing Arts and Poster Competitions close November 30. And later, a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
The month of November has arrived, and with it, several special observances. Among them is the designation as Science and Technology Month being observed by the Scientific Research Council, SRC. As part of activities for Science and Technology Month, the Council has several competitions planned for students at almost every level.
These include an essay competition, orator competition, poster competition, and the performing arts competition. All the competitions, with the exception of the performing arts component, is open to students at the primary and secondary level. For the performing arts component, that is only open to students at the secondary level.
Coordinator for the Science and Technology Education Unit at the SRC, Amanda McKenzie. The deadline for the essay competition has already passed. However, entries for the performing arts and poster competition are still open. Deadline is November 30.
For those two competitions, the themes are similar, looking at how it is that we can utilize indigenous knowledge and how it is that we can better make use of our waterways and prevent pollution.
Finals for both competitions will be held in February 2018 at the SRC Science in the Gardens event. Students and teachers from the winning schools will receive trophies, certificates of participation, book vouchers, and gift certificates. Entries for the competition must be submitted using the guidelines and registration form available at www.src-jamaica.org. That's src-jamaica.org. The completed form should be mailed to the Scientific Research Council, care of the Science and Technology Unit, at P.O. Box 350, Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be efficient, effective, and accountable. Our transformed public sector should deliver the highest quality of service, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4 to learn more.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products, such as seeds, fruits, vegetables, and ground provisions, to prevent the introduction of pests, such as insects, fungus, virus, and mollusks, that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage, as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
On our community notice board, the St. John Bosco Career Advancement Institute invites young men in Manchester who are facing challenges in completing school to register with the institution, located in Hatfield in the parish. Lodging facilities for students from other parishes are also available. Call 963-0611 for more details, or send a message via WhatsApp to 470-8298. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.